Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day on this Memorial Day, my 13th consecutive live Memorial Day show where we're commemorating, we're celebrating, we're remembering those who died in battle, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. As Lincoln said, those who gave the last full measure of devotion. That's what we're doing today. And I want to, as we contemplate the blessings of freedom wherever we are, there is one prime truth in evidence. Freedom isn't free. And for those of us who are the beneficiaries of those who paid that ultimate sacrifice, who gave that last full measure of devotion for our freedom, the only method of repayment, the only way we can ever be worthy of their sacrifice, is if we do all we can to maintain the freedom that has been paid for and given to us. There's a poem that I read, I've done this probably every Memorial Day, and I want to read it again for you. And perhaps you've heard of it if you've been listening to my show on Memorial Day before. You've heard it, maybe even other times during the year. The title of the poem is Freedom Isn't Free, and I don't know the author. I'm not sure if anybody knows who the author is. If you know who the author is, let me know. But it's called Freedom Isn't Free. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud, with haircut square and eyes alert. He'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears. How many pilots' planes shot down? How many died at sea? How many foxholes were soldiers' graves? No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen. When a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. My friends, we celebrate Memorial Day today. And we, you know, I even earlier in the previous hour, I even said Happy Memorial Day. And you know, somebody might say, well, you know, this is Memorial Day. We're not supposed to be happy. Well, you know what? I don't think that's what the people who gave that last full measure of devotion, I don't think that's what they would think. I don't think that's what they would say. I think they would say, we want you to be happy. We want you to have liberty. We want you to have freedom. We want you to have self-determination. We want you to be able to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. And they would want us to do that. But I think it is our responsibility to earn what they paid for us. And one of the ways we do that is to not forget them. I want to read some numbers here for you that will demonstrate what that poem means about freedom not being free. And these numbers represent those people on whose broad shoulders you and I stand. In the Revolutionary War, the American Revolutionary War, 6,188 died, Americans. In the War of 1812, 4,505 Americans died. In the Mexican War in the 1840s, 4,152 died. In the American Civil War, 398,332, both sides. In the Spanish-American War, the turn of the 20th century, 2,445 died. World War I, 116,516 Americans dead. World War II, 405,399 Americans dead. The Korean War, 54,246 Americans dead. In Vietnam, 58,167 dead, 2,366 missing in action. And in the Persian Gulf War, the first Iraqi War, 293 dead, still 19 MIA. And as you know, in the current conflict in Iraq, over 4,000 dead. And as we stand here today, I don't have the exact number, but over 1,000 in Afghanistan. Ladies and gentlemen, those numbers demonstrate that the freedoms that you and I enjoy today, the freedoms to celebrate, to visit with friends, to travel around, wherever we want to go, to have liberty, to work and live happily and wherever we want to, that came at a price. It wasn't free. It came at a price. And that price was paid by, as Lincoln said, those who paid, who gave the last full measure of devotion. And we celebrate them today. We commemorate them, those people on whose broad shoulders you and I stand on this Memorial Day. Today, as you're barbecuing, as you're visiting with friends, take a moment. I think the prescribed time is 3 o'clock. But don't wait if you want to. Remember those who gave that last full measure of devotion for you and me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.